We're at the Native Script Conference in Boston, and we're talking with Gavin Bauman. He's a technical evangelist with Microsoft. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
Thanks for having me, Joel.
We're at a Native Script Conference. Now, I would not have expected to see Microsoft at an event like this. What is it about Microsoft and Native Script that makes the two important together?
Yeah, definitely. So as you guys may have been noticing, we've been contributing a ton to open source projects. And NativeScript is one of those things that allow developers to write code using technologies they're familiar with. And we've already got a huge investment into TypeScript, which NativeScript goes hand in hand with. And it's just honestly a natural marriage for us. So we'd like to get web developers up on our platforms as well as publishing to the ones that they're used to publishing for.
You mentioned TypeScript. How does NativeScript tie into TypeScript and, in a bigger sense, Visual Studio, which is really Microsoft's foundation for everything developmental?
Yeah. So TypeScript is pretty much a way to strongly code, strongly type JavaScript. And we support that. Have been for a very long time. It's a first-class citizen in Visual Studio, and NativeScript is built on top of that, so it's a natural marriage.
When we talk about development, there are lots of frameworks out there. .NET has been around for a very long time. I was at the launch event in Redmond, I think in 1992, when .NET originated. So it's been around for a long time. Not everybody thinks of .NET top of mind anymore. Tell us where .NET is these days and what role it's playing in the overall cloud and mobile application development.
Great question. Well, it's funny you should say that you were at the conference in 92. I was born in 92. But we're making a huge push for .NET. Right now, as you know, we've open sourced it. We've got .NET Core that can be compiled and run on a Mac now, on a Linux machine, on a Windows machine. So we're really pushing for developers to get their hands in it. Another thing we've done is we've got Mono under our bracket, right? So after the acquisition of Xamarin, we now have Mono. We've open sourced that as well, which is another means for developers to code in C# on our, not necessarily on our platforms, but on every platform. So yeah, there's still a huge push for it, especially in the web space, ASP.NET. You know, we're building on .NET Core now, which is why Visual Studio Code is so prevalent.
We've seen the number of users in the Office 365 world expanding greatly. It's in the tens of millions now per month. I understand that Microsoft has opened it up through APIs so you can extract Office 365 information into mobile apps. How is that working?
Oh, the Office Graph API. They're really, really cool. I've only had the opportunity to hack on it a bit with Outlook. But yeah, you can do all sorts of things. You can make meeting requests more intuitive and just event scheduling and things like that just handier for the end user. And there's a ton you can do with it. But it's all exposed as a REST API, so you can call it like you would call anything else.
What do developers need to know that they don't know today, looking forward?
.NET is sexy. Get back in it. No, and mobile app development is here to stay. And right now you can do that in whatever tools make you happiest. That's what I'd say.
We've been talking with Gavin Bauman. He's a technical evangelist at Microsoft. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.